to work on correcting the most massive wrong in human history, truly, truly. During the July 24, 2016 show, we said, quote, 40 million dead in Europe from World War II. I mean, there's been absolutely no discussion of that. 40 million dead in Europe from World War II. Nikola Tesla tries to avert it, i.e., the power guys knew he was close to completion, and I more and more believe they not only knew he was close to completion, and in fact, he said it was perfected. So he was at completion when he tries to avert World War II, but that he was close to completion on it some 20 years before he wrote to J.P. Morgan in an effort to stop World War II. And we know our power guys well enough to make a very good guess as to what they were doing to Nikola those 20 years previous. Picking his brain, keeping him under surveillance, lying to him, and flooding his fear with false folks. And toward the end, perhaps the last 10 years of his life, who knows if they weren't even testing it on him? That would, I think, pleasure their sadistic tendencies. As impossible as it is for those of us who embrace reverence and gratitude for joy and love and life to believe. Because the global state statesmen wanted to have a secret weapon, and they have sought and found justification for what they wanted in the ancient texts from one of the early class systems, and we're going to be talking about that next week. Nikola trying to avert war. I don't think the question is purely academic. Could he have? And I'm going to be thinking more. I hope you will communicate that. You are thinking about it as well, and invisibly, your thought process too, that it's not purely academic. Could he have? In the next few shows, we're going to be bringing all four of our recent consultants to discuss the question. And I'm referring to Prince, Proudhon, and of course, Nikola Tesla and Alice Miller. And as we do, let's ponder this. World War II was not the first war Nikola tried to avert. He wrote the following in 1914, quote, "There is a grim determination of all directly concerned to fight the issues to the bitter end, on the ground that a premature peace, leaving the vital questions unsettled, would only mean the continuance of the existing pernicious regime and repetition of the evil. A new and irresistible argument must be brought forward to stop the conflict. The case is desperate, but there is hope. This hope lies in science, discovery, and invention. Modern machinery wrought by science is responsible for this calamity. Science will also undo the Frankenstein monster it has created. Centuries ago, an ingenious contrivance of Archimedes was said to have decided a battle and terminated a great war. Be it a myth or a fact, this story affords an inspiring lesson. What I needed at this psychological moment is some such revelation, a new force, a new agent, a demonstration by any means, old or novel, but of a kind to surprise and suddenly illuminate, to bring the belligerent to their senses and furnish irrefutable proof of the folly and uselessness of carrying on the brutal fight. And what I'm thinking about, what I'm getting at, is that sounds right, that a worldwide discussion of precisely what Nikola Tesla invented could do what he is suggesting it could do for a variety of reasons, in a different way, by means of a circuitous route, realize Nikola's dream. This idea, continuing, to which I have devoted years of work, has now taken hold of scientific men and experts all the world over. Thousands of inventors, fired on by this unique opportunity, are bent upon developing some process or apparatus for accomplishing the purpose. And there's feverish activity in France, Russia, and especially in Germany, among electricians, chemists, and engineers. What the genius of nations will bring forth, none can tell, but it's not too much to say that the results will be of such character as materially to affect the outcome and duration of the struggle. From, unquote, from Nikola Tesla's Science and Discovery Are the Great Forces Which Will Lead to the Consummation of the War, published on December 20, 1914, in the paper The Sun, under the headline, Nikola Tesla Looks to Science to End the War. As to whether the global state has done it, created this space-based EMF weapon that invisibly delivers death, and please see by these words, global state, not a place, no physical complex, but rather the insubstantial conjoining of thoughts and compulsions of a few thousand men. Though they meet in secret, the place is irrelevant. It is their thoughts they reside in. Their common ambition to turn the whole population of the planet into thoroughly trapped subjects. And a planet entire in their possession must surely be proof, at least to shrunken souls and stunted imaginations, that they are indeed the best, even to their father's hard-won satisfaction. This horrific, suicidal romp across the planet, cutting its wide swath of death, cannot be ended by them. Only we can stop it. Stop them. As to whether the global state has done it, created this space-based EMF weapon, anyone who's been made a target of it and survived long enough to finally learn, if they didn't already know, to trust what their body is saying and gather more information by investigating, absolutely knows that this weapon exists. And that the global state, which includes representatives minimally from those states Nikola just mentioned, is using it extra legally against us, we, their subjects.